It's a Daily Talk Show episode 510.
Technically, it's Fat Fridays in Australia, mm-hmm. but where we are...
Technically, it's not. But that's okay.
We're taking advantage of two Fat Fridays because Thursday today in LA, right now, back home, Fat Friday. So if you're celebrating, welcome.
It is.
We're getting double Fat Fridays.
8:30 p.m. here in Los Angeles if you are playing at home.
Before I get the snacks out, mm-hmm. I think it's karma that I've been hit with.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm allergic to the washing machine liquid.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you're allergic to something at Whole Foods.
No. I mean, it's hard. You should do a process of elimination. So, no. The only thing I can think of is because it's like I'm standing. Can I show you?
Yeah. You got a rash?
It's like...
I'm breathing funny at the moment.
Hang on. Like, see all that?
Oh, yeah.
See the red dots?
That's bed bugs.
Nah, it's definitely not bed bugs,
dude. You got bed bugs, everyone.
It's definitely not bed bugs. It's all up my legs.
Morning bearded fan.
My, like, the after... Because I hadn't worn a pair of jeans that I'd washed until a couple of days ago. And then after, my legs were fully itchy.
Is it because they haven't been washed properly?
No, it's the detergent in it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to quickly go get the Trader Joe's detergent and I want you to
look it up. Oh, no, that's the one that I use.
Amy, no, it doesn't mean you are. Amy's allergic to this specific detergent.
What is it called?
No, it's, I don't know what it's called. It's like some...
So when you get the box, what do you
want to hope
for? I don't
get it. It's Amy's mum had it.
Like as in now, when you get the box, what do you want 97 to look for?
Type in allergic reactions and then the exact name of it because this is what we did with the one Amy is.
Okay,
and
sure.
It came up with all of these scathing
reviews.
Isn't
everyone allergic to everything? But we'll try.
Hang on, go.
Perfect. Whilst Tommy does that, I'll just see what's happening over the live stream. Grace says, great lighting, Gronks. Thank you, Grace. Okay. So it's actually clear liquid.
Yeah, it's clear liquid. Trader Joe's.
Liquid laundry detergent.
I'm
wouldn't
itching.
Have spelled detergent that way.
D-E-T-E-R-G-E-N-T. Detergent.
Doesn't look like a word.
So have a look at that exact, like grab it, mate. Mm-hmm. And see if you can find other people having allergic reactions because mm-hmm. I think it's probably pretty common. Anyway, let's get to Fat Fridays while I itch.
We went to 7-Eleven and we were both set some tasks of getting some different treats that we're going to try.
Yeah. And so these are very... these are American.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Do you want to get the... Do you want to talk about the scratchy? So we got a scratchy and Mr. 97 asked the guy, when do they announce the winners? He doesn't know how a fucking scratchy works. That's embarrassing.
I mean, maybe he was rattled because you can't buy scratchies at 7-Eleven in Australia.
Really?
No way.
What do you mean, no way?
It's gambling. You can't...
You
like,
can buy them at newsagents.
Yeah, but that's not 7-Eleven.
Okay.
What convenience store can you buy a scratchy from in Australia?
I'm not sure. I assume all of them. I haven't
bought
a scratchy in a long time. As a kid, I got addicted. Every time we went up to Endeavour Hill Shops, mum would get a scratchy for me.
You know what we
and
don't
just be
have?
At the back. It's a coin.
Oh, Mr. 97, can you pass that piece of metal that came off? I've worked it out. There was a piece of rogue metal in our backpack mm-hmm. and it's come off the edge light. The side of the edge light. It's just broken off. Anyway, if you were at a workplace, I mean, we've got our own workplace. Mm-hmm. Let's just say you went and bought, New Year's Eve in Australia, they do a big draw. If you bought it with your own cash, mm-hmm. You use Bree's card because you didn't have yours on you to buy a... Tats Lotto ticket mm-hmm. and it won, but you had said, boys, I'll get it for us mm-hmm. and then you buy it.
No, you have to honour that.
You would honour that?
Yeah. I think you have to.
I mean,
you're
say
pretty,
it now, but
scum.
If... Absolute scumbag if you don't honour it.
No, but if it gets harder if it wasn't that clear. If people were being shit about paying you back...
Yeah.
What I'd probably do is like, guys, I need money in my account by this day.
Okay. Then
and then
say,
if
say,
it doesn't go in.
I transferred. JJ, I got you. Uh-huh. Mr. 97 forgot to transfer.
Uh-huh. I'd say, hey.
And no. And then they announce the winner, mm-hmm. which is you who bought the ticket and me because I've paid you. But Mr. 97 hadn't given you any cash yet.
Well, he wouldn't have received. He doesn't receive the numbers until he gives the cash.
So
he wouldn't have even known. They don't have their names. It's not like people, like the Tats Lotto, know who it is unless you're... Like,
yeah, I mean,
now
if
with
you
the,
can have a Tats card.
The digital thing.
Yeah. You can have a Tats card.
Okay, so let's go through
My point
things.
Of bringing that up is Mr. 97 pulled out a $5 note, and so we weren't allowed to use we weren't allowed to use a credit card.
No.
Which makes sense. Just don't load up gambling on credit cards. So Mr. 97, this is your money. If we win,
well, yes, what are we going to do?
20 grand, we get to split it.
Yeah.
Split it, as in?
Yeah. Split it between the three of us?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
Okay, we've got
it's also
record.
Rick's... Your dad gave you the cash.
No, yes. Does Rick get some?
No.
No, okay.
Rick, right. Your son has just signed the verbal contract that you get $0, even though
it's
your
cash. Should we do
this first? Yeah, let's do this first.
Okay. All right, so Tommy is... should we read it first? Yeah, all right, true. It says winning seven, there's a bonus spot. Win $20 instantly. Enter the second chance draw.
So match any of your numbers to any of the three winning numbers.
Where's the... Okay, so the winning numbers are here. Okay, great. Here we go.
Okay.
Gemma says she loves the marble and the overhead lights. Thanks, Gem.
It's 7-Eleven day as well, Grace just mentioned.
Is it?
I think she just said happy 7-Eleven day. I'm guessing that's just... Gray saying, as in, it's a 7-Eleven day for us. Oh, no, hang on. No, it's the 7th
of the...
Bullshit.
I know.
It's the 7th.
That's
what
she's
saying. It's
the 7th of the 11th. Nice. In Australia.
And, no, here.
And we went to 7-Eleven. Yeah.
Great.
And we've gone to 7-Eleven. Oh, my Grace, God. You're correct. Thank you. It's 7-Eleven day. All right, so Tommy's... So we're going to start off with our numbers. It's very tedious to watch.
It's really annoying when you don't have a 50-cent piece. Mum used to buy these for me. The amount of times I've actually
birthdays?
more than once I've found...
Don't do the bonus thing yet. I'm not liking
how you're
doing it.
What are you talking about?
Don't do the
you
bonus thing.
You just scratch
thing.
It all off and then you work it out.
No, do it by bits.
Mum... Mate, stop micromanaging me. Mum has... I have actually found on the ground winning Tats Lotto, winning tickets that had a couple of bucks on them more than once. Someone's obviously done it and it's like, oh... Damn it, but one.
Just be careful of...
Mate, I'm fine.
There's just a lot of wax. I wonder how they... I would love to see how they make...
Go to a factory?
Make them. Yeah. Okay, here we go. So read out the requirements again.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Okay.
I'm just getting it to the point where I can just see the numbers.
This is really great.
But you tell me why you got the things that you did and tell me what the food is.
Okay. Oh, food wise. Okay, so I got this at the very end. This is a Reese's Big Cup Crunchy King Size. I got this because at the end of buying everything, I realized that there was nothing that I was really passionate about because I'd just gotten things I thought were quirky or interesting. So I got this as something that I actually genuinely love. Okay, so that's the first thing. Second thing, donuts. Frosted. They're chocolate donuts. These are small little chocolates. Small little donuts. And they're in a packet. And they're by a company called Hostess.
Yeah.
Then the other thing. What are you? What? 97?
We've got a lot to go.
And then the thing that you would have seen from the movies is some Twinkies. Golden sponge cake with creamy filling. We've got two of them. Finally, from my selection, I got, and I'm actually not that much of a fan of these, but it seems like a classic. It's the Kellogg's Rice Krispie Treats M&M Minis.
I've just given the scratch sheet to Mr. 97 because it's going to require more thought
what
than
do you mean?
Us two gronks right here trying to
well,
work it out.
Well, that's because you just brushed it off all too quickly. Anyway, tell us what you
what
got.
What does that mean?
Because you should say, okay, scrape off their numbers, take in all their numbers, and then
yeah, but does that make for
scratch.
Good viewing? Look at Mr. 97. He's trying to work it out. Look at his
just
little
face. Just
because
you've just scratched every single part of the scratchy
off.
No
anyway. Difference. All right, so what I got, yeah, absolute gronks. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know these existed until Alexandra asked us to bring her back a bunch. Pretzel M&Ms. And then I got white chocolate M&Ms. You
and then
freaks.
Did you get the...
I got these. These are Cheetos. Mate, just let me fucking talk
Sorry.
About my own food.
Sorry.
Cheddar jalapeno flavour.
Yum.
So...
What about the one thing at 97 got?
Mr. 97, his new nickname is Vanilla. That's his new nickname. It's pretty safe to say that he'll choose vanilla if we're at the ice cream store.
Absolutely. If he has ice cream at all. He probably won't have ice cream, let's be honest. Anyway, do you think this is a vanilla option?
I mean, he's trying to live on the edge right now. He got hot tamales.
Hot tamales. Do you know what hot tamales are?
No. Are they like a chili? Hot tamale?
So, let's. What do they actually say?
Did you know that?
Fierce cinnamon. Yeah, I think they're like Mexican maybe, hot tamales. Anyway, so how do we work out what to eat first?
Well, what do you want out of all of this stuff?
Why don't we do a swap?
Yeah, I'm happy to do a swap.
Well, let's start with the Twinkie. 97, did you work out whether we won anything?
So it says the winning numbers are 39, 41 and 13. And then our numbers that we got, only one of the matches, and that's the number 39.
Right. Okay. And what does it say? You only have to match one.
It says ticket. It literally says ticket.
What does that mean?
That doesn't make sense. Hang on.
I think you're going to match two.
Match any of your numbers to any of the three winning numbers. Win the prize. Uncover a 2x, 5x or 10x symbol automatically. All right, 13.
You know what? This is why people throw ticket. Out these
ticket.
Tickets.
Okay, ticket. Here we go. I'm looking on the back.
I wonder if there would be any issue with us winning it as Australians. And then not having a residential address and then being able to claim the prize. You reckon that'd be any issue? About that.
So anyway. What does it mean? Okay. Prizes in the game range from free ticket to 20,000. So maybe we get another ticket?
That's what I was thinking. A free another ticket, which is...
So you're going to have to take it in and get another ticket for us. Okay.
I wonder if... what's the legal gambling age here in America?
Can you look that up?
21?
Oh, yeah, I think it's on the back. Okay. So these are Twinkies.
We couldn't even go to the comedy store. The comedy store,
really?
You need to be over 21 to go.
Outrageous.
To see
18 or older to purchase, play or claim. Okay.
Mate, these things. So here things, we
go. Twinkie. Ugh.
Hold your one and then I'll take mine off.
Oh,
oh my God.
They're stuck to the... Oh no.
Wow.
How'd you describe it?
It's just like a soft finger of bread with a creamy filling.
When would you eat these?
I don't know. I don't know who's doing that.
Would you have it as like an afternoon snack?
I mean, when I was
you're an animal
when I was
if
11.
You do, don't you think?
If you're an adult that eats Twinkies, you're six. Mm. You're actually 6 years old. However old your ID says, you're six.
All right. So that's the Twinkies. Can we try one more?
Yeah, have another.
What should we try now? No,
let's have the pretzel M&Ms.
Okay. And then I think we end on the hot tamales because I have no idea what the hot tamales are going to be like. Okay, well, you're just putting... Okay. It's a nightmare. Fucking hell. All right.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, they're not that great, actually. Second bite.
If you don't want to be annoyed by food chat... Switch off now. Right. Vegetarian stuff.
Oh, mate. Put an end to it.
I'm trying to work
it
out.
No, I didn't put it into the conversation.
No, well, I don't know you. I don't know if it's worth it.
Is it affecting your mental health?
No. Because it's just choices that we have. Like, there's so many things that we can't eat. Mm. Menus are so limiting.
Don't stuff it up while you're here.
You've done such a good job.
Yeah, you're too far in. You've been dating too long, you may as well get married.
No, but I think because we're going to chicken and waffles tomorrow.
Oh, is that what we're actually doing?
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
And I just feel that the savvy dietitian on Instagram has been doing all these posts sort of debunking the film.
Can you bring that up, Mr. Nosevs? The savvy dietitian... It's actually one of my favourite Instagram pages. Mm-hmm. She's done such a fucking great job branding it and how she presents these comparisons. So she'll take from the healthy aisle yogurt bites that you'd think are healthy for your kid and then get Maltesers and then put, you know, a little handful next to each other. So she does like the same weight and then she compares... the calories or compares the macronutrients within it.
Well, we'd been going to Whole Foods and getting these Justin's peanut butter cups, which I thought was essentially like healthy food.
I don't know how you thought that.
She compared them to Reese's.
Naughty.
But she compared them to Reese's peanut butter cups and they were identical.
And they were, okay.
Absolutely, yeah, completely identical.
Well, that's the thing. It's health food bars. Mm-hmm. How many times have they stung you? Mm-hmm. Not you personally, but like in a
many times, in, like personally.
The amount of times I've spent in the aisle looking mm-hmm. at the back of something,
yeah.
like especially when I was trying to be a top dog bodybuilder mm-hmm. and like just trying to find some fucking secret. Yeah, it's yeah, like you're looking for... if only I had that much fucking staying power for other
preservatives and chemicals. I'm curious, like, because the savvy dietitian was sort of saying, like, people were saying, oh, the Reese's peanut butter cups has like it has more preservatives.
Yeah, yeah, I get
which
that.
Is like, so what? Mm. Which I thought was interesting.
So what is in... You, they're just who words. Cares? You don't know what that yeah. actually means.
Like it doesn't matter as much. We're getting close to the... Okay, you're going to open that for me. We're getting closer to the end of the trip and we need to make sure that we are honouring all of our promises. 97 promises. Mm. Top of your head, what do we need to do before we leave?
What if we... we've got Campbell's camera.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, that, yes.
Yeah, so a topless photo of me.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, so Campbell gave us a film camera.
Yes.
24 photos or 24 things of film.
Yeah. So that works.
24 photos.
Yep. And we installed it today, so it's all working. So I've just got to fill up that whole reel of film, and then
and
we
need to leave the Airbnb with it, because if all the photos are just in the Airbnb, it's gonna be boring.
Yeah. Well, I was asking you, how good is it at nighttime? And you said it's 400 ISO.
Less questions, it's got more photos.
But it's got a flash.
Yeah, less questions, more just snapping. Mm-hmm.
What about you know what I mean? The lime
scooters.
Or bird scooters.
Got to get that going. I don't know how, but I think we'll have to ask Matt Diavella.
Yeah, he's got a US credit card. Yeah. Surely we can give him some cash money.
I need to have it activated, mm-hmm. and then you and I need to reenact the Titanic driving mm-hmm. down the street.
Okay. Yes.
That'd be lovely, like wouldn't it? Could be a nightmare.
No, I'll be the one controlling it.
Good photo, though.
I'll be the one at the back. You'll be in front. And so I'll be just right up behind mm-hmm. you okay. and just...
All right. And we're going to ride along doing that.
Yeah. And then we'll put in the music of the Titanic.
The other thing is Belinda Wall.
Yeah. What's Belinda got for us?
She emailed and asked, like we had asked for a favor and she said, yeah, I can do it.
What was the favor? I don't remember.
She was looking over the deck when we were going to sell advertising.
What did she want? So she's... She wanted something? Oh, yeah. What deal have we done? Jeez.
The deal is that we need to bring her back a souvenir.
Anything?
Yes.
Hot tamale.
Hot tamales.
Got it.
No, we've got to give it some sort of thought.
Okay.
We went to MedMen the other day.
You can't bring back
gummies. You can't bring that into
gummies.
Oz.
So what is the deal in regards to...
So
MedMen, for people who don't know.
MedMen. It's just take out the people in the Apple store and put in the workers all in red tops, mm-hmm. same clinical style environment.
A bit dingy compared to an Apple store.
Yeah, of course they don't have the budgets, but it's a store just dedicated.
They should have the budgets.
Not yet. It's a new business. Mm. It's a store dedicated to selling marijuana and THC products. Mm-hmm. They have drinks like I couldn't believe it. We went in there and it just fucking blew my mind. It stinks. It smells like weed. And it smelled like my brother's room when I was 12, sniffing around his bloody shelves.
Well, they had all these like dispenser things where you can sort of line up the grills and you give it a bit of
a
sniff.
Yeah. So it's like a see-through container, mm-hmm. and then you turn and it opens up, and so it's like a smelling vent, mm-hmm. so you can get a whiff of the weed smell. Had you smelled it before?
Yeah. I don't know where from, but when we were in there, I did feel the pressure that we should get something.
Mm. I just don't know if we can write it off as a business expense.
I feel like we could based on content.
True. But then it's probably like alcohol. You can't claim alcohol in Australia.
I think you're being bogged down.
Mate, it will be a different conversation if we actually do get audited.
I mean,
I'm sure I won't care after
and
that.
And so So what's the gummies? She was sort of saying, okay, this bag has this, this bag has that. What was interesting you out of the whole lot?
So there's the gummies have THC, a certain amount, mm-hmm. and then CBD.
Yeah.
And so CBD is the non psychoactive, mm-hmm. which means you don't get stoned from it. It's not like you don't get, there's no real high.
Yeah.
But then there's all these varying ranges of gummies that have CBD and also varying ranges of the THC, which is the stuff that makes you get high. And so I don't know, you can just ask, but the thing is, if you got it wrong and mm-hmm. you got a strong one, yeah, I wouldn't want to be around you.
Gemma Queen Gronk said, celebrities are using CBD oil on their feet to ease the pain of heels on the red carpet now.
Great idea.
And so,
I mean, everyone's just stoned around here.
So, yeah, I do wonder about if we were to do something, because I was saying, oh, maybe we could do edibles on the show. And you were saying no. Like, you're actually being the one that's saying no to all these things.
Dude, you want me to say yes?
Because I'm not the one who's going to
absolutely fucking lose my marbles. I've smoked enough weed in my life.
What do you think would happen to me? Are you worried that it would knock out the rest of our trip?
Oh, no, because you go to sleep and then it's all gone. Like, if you uh-huh. took something down and then went to bed.
What do you wake up like? Is it like a hangover? Like,
no, you'd be out the front doing a workout again, like when you got drunk.
Gemma said she would pay good money to see me on edibles.
They couldn't be strong. So you can get like super low dose mm-hmm. ones that you'd probably feel good. You'd probably loosen up a bit.
My back's a bit sore. Would it help with that?
Tally Smythe, her feedback on you was you're less highly strung, if that's a term. Like,
yeah.
She was saying
that about me when I was drinking.
Yeah. She's saying both of you.
But she was saying
both
that of you I was kept fucking talking too much. She was saying that I was talking too much about being drunk.
But you did definitely both loosen up a bit.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
That's a response of a sober person who's highly strung.
And so, the idea of doing something
a
little bit naughty.
Oh, man, I'm happy to fucking do it. I'll enter that.
How I feel like
just
it'd
get
be
something
great
nice.
To have
20 bucks for a
some
little
supervision. Maybe we get Matt Diavella to supervise. Who could we get to supervise?
Do you want to, so the first time I got mm-hmm. stoned was I was very young, too young. Wouldn't wish it upon anyone, but I did do it, and I thought I was in a dream, and so that feeling still exists. As an adult, and I've had it, but now I understand what that feeling is. So it's like you guys who couldn't stop fucking talking about, oh my God, I'm feeling a bit drunk. It's like you didn't know that feeling mm. existed until you did it. Mm. And so there is a new thing with marijuana or THC. So when it's in your system, and it's a very different feeling to being drunk.
What about the idea of going to a place that we can set up the camera? And we do edibles. No, we do edibles. Like it's in a controlled environment. And then we do improv. What do you think?
Yeah, that would be very funny.
What's the deal with driving and stuff?
You can't drive.
No. For how long?
No, it's just illegal. So it's legal for anybody over the age of, you know, whatever, 21 to buy it here. But you cannot drive.
So if I take it, how long is it going to be in my system? If I get the RBT thing where they're scraping my tongue in
you'll
Melbourne.
You'll be fine. Mate, do you actually know anyone who's had the tongue scraped?
I've six times.
You've had it scraped?
In 1 week.
What?
No, it's a joke.
Do you know anyone, though? No. I personally don't know anyone in Melbourne.
When you watch RBT, it happens a lot.
It does happen a lot. But so you'll be fine by next week. Like, you have it here and you go home, you'll be fine.
So Shannon is saying that she would pay money to see this.
Shannon as well?
Yeah, I feel like we could set up a GoFundMe where we don't have to worry whether it's an expense or not.
Do you think... because we've been talking a lot about insurance because it's like Matt Diavella was telling us that it's like $8,000 before his insurance policy kicks in.
He has to pay $8,000 of different expenses until his insurance will start paying, which is crazy.
So
and
across
that's like
a
very,
year.
That's very common across all our mates that we've been speaking to, like $6,000 or that's a lot of money.
It's six to eight seems like it's a pretty normal thing here. I wonder if travel insurance would cover you if you got...
So stoned
that you got so scared and you had to go to hospital. Mm. I wonder if they'd cover that.
And so do we think, like, if we were to do it, do you think the day of our flight, Sunday?
No.
So that it's out of our,
no. No, so we're not allowed on a flight.
We can't have you going through customs in the airport. Like that.
Is there some Lynn Jansen banter in there?
What's Lynn?
Is Lynn there?
Fam.
What does Lynn
say? What's
this
Lynn
is Josh's mum.
Get it. Get lit, fam.
Is that Lynn?
I have a feeling that Jake is with her.
Oh, my God. Saying, we need to walk up after this and buy some of these. Because we can do it tomorrow night. I'm excited now.
All right. So with
Do you want it to know how long it stays in your system for? Uh-huh.
I just don't like the smell's not that great.
No, there's no smell. No, if we're doing
edibles. You're eating a gummy. Yeah.
No, gummies or something. No,
I'm happy to smoke it.
I don't, no,
no, no, no.
Can
no.
I smoke it?
No, you don't want to smoke it. You don't like smoking. You said you don't. Fuck, the camera goes on.
I'll smoke it.
No, you literally said you didn't want
vape
to smoke it.
Vape it then.
Nah, not vaping.
That's cancer.
That's cancer.
Yeah,
that's...
but so is sunglasses.
Yeah, but I don't want lung cancer.
That's a good point. No, but you get like fucking...
Okay, well, so I'm happy to get
Lynn Jansen said hacked.
We can get a like a very low dose that will just make you feel a bit
look
nice.
Look what Lynn just wrote.
Don't do drugs. Do meat, Josh. And so
we're seeing your friend Spencer tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
who's a local mm-hmm. Californian lad. Yeah. I think he would have a good insight into it.
Oh, definitely.
Because and we're also seeing Ryan Nicodemus.
Yeah, and he loves a bit of pot.
Oh, I think it's the Californian way. Yeah. Is it like this place just makes so much sense to legalize?
I think Ryan would be a great one. Maybe we could ask.
I don't want to. I don't want to put him through that.
That sort of experience.
I know.
It seems like it needs to be a longer one.
We feel it will be a 7-hour episode.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
But it feels like there needs to be some stimulus. Maybe like we ask questions of ourselves, like we play
AMA.
A game. Yeah, we don't ask me anything.
But I don't... You don't want it live streamed.
No, not live streamed.
You can't
Why
do that.
Not?
No,
how about...
It's because how about I don't trust what you're going to say, to be honest. What if you just get outrageous?
What about if we were...
Where's the squidgy?
why don't we do like an exclusive live stream?
Nah.
Okay. So how are we going to... So where do we go from here?
After this, I'm happy to... Oh, what time is it?
It is... 9 o'clock.
When does MedMen close? When does MedMen close?
Maybe?
I think it was 11. They're open from like 8 a.m.
They would
to
be late.
11 p.m.
So, oh no, she said 10, remember?
10 p.m.
So it's 9.
She got an hour. Half an hour or whatever.
No, you got 2 minutes.
2 minutes?
Oh, wait till 9?
What are you
10?
Talking about?
Oh, no, sorry. An hour 10. And 2.
10 p.m.
An hour and 2 minutes. Yeah.
I'm happy to walk up
and get something.
I mean, there's a weed shop like literally.
I think MedMen. I like the branding of MedMen.
All right.
And so. I like the idea of one in some sort of shiny packaging, so it looks legit.
We just need to work out which one it is. Like which one... Mm-hmm. It's all... The beauty of what we're talking about doing is I was smoking weed when I was young and not knowing what the fuck it was.
Mm-hmm.
It could have had fly spray in it. It could have had anything in it. It could have been spiked. It could have been...
But this is going to be high quality.
No. What I'm saying is it's specific. Like you look on the back, it tells you to the fucking... Yeah.
Rat poison.
No, it tells you exactly what's in it.
And so...
It's a $1 billion industry, multiple billion dollar industry.
So when are we doing it?
It might be Saturday night.
It says here that it can stay in your blood up to 36 hours.
Sure. Doesn't matter.
What about when
but
we're going
through
But
you said you don't want it on the plane.
No. You're not stoned for 36 hours. You're stoned for 4 or 5
what
hours.
What if they do a piss test in customs?
They don't do that. What? You're in California.
No. Okay, yeah, sure.
Party boys. Well done.
That's a good point.
The only thing you're thinking about is going home and then driving. It's not going to happen. It takes fucking 36 hours
what
to get
about
home. Anyway.
There seems like there could be something where we go to a beach and do it.
No, because then we have to get home. Unless you're
and
Uber.
So how we... So I don't want to... I don't know if I want this Airbnb to be the place where I have this memory.
Yeah, sure. Now that's... it's an
You Why don't be we able ask to, Steve Ella?
Yeah, great. What's his 30-day challenge? Imagine that 30 days of edibles. See what happens.
Okay. Well, why don't we contact Dear Vella?
Yeah.
Because I would feel... I don't know if I trust just you two. I
Who
want
is
someone else in the room.
Testing you at the airport? That doesn't happen. Shannon, you're totally right. These guys are already paranoid before
you
they've
haven't
taken anything.
You haven't watched Border Security.
Yeah. What else is here? The staff will be so helpful. Yeah. I think you go... Like, they will be. That's the thing.
They won't
the
be.
Lady was lovely the other night.
Oh, yeah. You're going to walk in and say, look, here's what we're doing. And they'll be excited.
Because
remember, they're just getting stoners coming in.
Yeah, great. So why don't we... I want to see who else we can get involved that we know. Ryan Shelton's in town. What about Ryan?
I'll tell you what. You're doing it with the only people you trust.
I reckon less the better.
Trust me. You don't like people. As in interacting with a bunch of people.
He didn't mind when he was drunk.
Well, he loved it.
Okay.
No, but you want just a safe group of people.
Yeah.
And I'm safe.
And our Airbnb.
Mason's safe. You're safe.
And a live stream.
Yes. And the people of the
internet.
Okay,
we'll do a quick vote before we go. Guys, should we be live streaming it? Yay or nay? Just in the comments.
No. You don't want
to live stream it?
No, I don't want to live stream it.
So, but we'll record the whole thing and put it up.
Yeah.
As an episode? Yeah, how long is it going to take to get through the system? How long till we start feeling it?
It won't hit you, will it?
We'll be stoned in 10 minutes. 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. And if you smoke it, you'll be stoned within 3 minutes.
And how long does it last
for? If we vape it or whatever.
No, I'd rather a gummy.
It will last a couple of hours and then 3 hours. But you'll go to sleep. It's not some hot... Like, you're not jumping up and down. You'll end up wanting to go to bed, which will be great. And then you'll have a nice
Rach
sleep.
Wants to see it. Daniel wants to see it. Shannon wants to see it. Shannon says if you're not going to live stream, she doesn't want any editing.
Yeah, that's fair. We don't edit any episodes, so...
Okay. The problem is, how much am I going to eat?
It's so good. I'm so excited.
Okay. All right, that'll be fun. All right, it's the Daily Talk Show. If you've got any...
You've got to try the spicy things.
Okay, the tamales. Can you...
Mossy, darling, I'm bringing these home for you.
Okay, here are the tamales. Actually, Jem says no. She says, if you live stream it, you'll be checking your phone the whole time.
Yeah,
just enjoy it.
That's a good point. Yeah. Just roll on the camera.
All right, tamales.
Do they smell hot?
They smell cinnamon.
Smell. Yeah, cinnamony.
Oh, wow. Give me one.
Okay. Please. Oops.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, my God.
I remember these as a kid.
Really?
Right. I had an American store. There was one in Gardenvale. The first, USA Foods. You would have gone there.
It's
now in Moorabbin. Mm-hmm. So the first one opened up, the people who still own the other one, opened it up in Gardenvale in Brighton. I don't know how it came there, but
they've been making bank.
We were going, yeah, it was the first one. So I remember getting this shit. They're not hot at all.
So should we, MedMen, should we go onto their website and maybe do some?
No. Let's do it old school. Let's go Dick Smith on them. Let's get in there, ask questions.
Well, we don't have to do it tonight though.
It would be good to just get it out of the way to have them.
Why don't we do it tomorrow?
We've got a bunch on tomorrow.
What about straight after we do Runyon?
Oh, yeah, we can do that.
And then we can see.
It can be delivered.
Nah, I want to go there. You want a full experience. And then we can do some Instagram stories, mm-hmm. build some hype around it.
Yeah, great. I mean, yeah, it's the trip for firsts.
It's a trip for firsts, mm-hmm. and we're getting some edibles.
Mm-hmm. So what? Cookies?
Oh, yum.
No, not cookies. They're gummies.
Sour watermelon gummies.
So they're all gummies.
No, yeah. They're all gummies. You don't worry about the flavour because you...
Huckleberry.
What's huckleberry?
Pomegranate.
I want to pick the flavours.
Some kind
pineapple.
Of berry. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the thing is over here, you can pick, literally say, I just want to feel like this. And they're like, this one's for you.
Okay.
So that's going to be great. Sorry, Mum. It's happening.
I think it's fine. Your mum would get stoned all the time.
Not anymore.
No, I got a hot tamale.
What so like one hot? Really?
Yeah.
This will be funny.
Oh, yeah. Gemma says, I feel like you keep glossing over all these firsts. We keep hearing about firsts. I mean, it's 97's firsts to tell, not us.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not one to kiss and tell.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Mr. 97.
It's the Daily Talk Show. Hi, thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. If you want to send us an email, please do in the next 12 hours because in 12 hours' time, we'll be heading to a MedMen.
Yeah, we will be.
And we'll do some Instagram stories. It's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
Yeah, Gemma. Yeah. See you guys.